to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome back to the Disney Nerds Podcast. I'm Sam from Sam's Disney Diary, and this is show number 195. To say this has been an exciting couple of weeks for the nerds is an understatement. Myself, Jen, and Charlotte are fresh back from the ultimate Disney fan event, the D23 Expo. Ed, as you heard last week, is fresh back from his cruise and Walt Disney World trip. Jimmy is currently, right now, as I record, in Walt Disney World, and Lisa's counting down the days until her next trip in just a few weeks. There's so much to talk about. We have lots of reasons for you to subscribe to the show and tell your friends about the Disney Nerds Podcast. iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, all of those great syndication spots. I've always said, and it's absolutely true, the real beauty of the Disney Nerds Podcast is the diversity of the team. We all have different backgrounds, different ideas, what we like, what we don't like. But the one thing we all have in common, like you, is a love for all things Disney. And we thank you for listening. Being able to share that passion makes this all worthwhile. We do it for our love of Disney. And I personally can't wait to record and share the shows that we have in the queue. The D23 park announcements, Walt Disney World's 50th plan, what does it mean to Epcot, to Hollywood Studios, so much to talk about. But this week, I have a special treat. The D23 Expo 2017 was held at the Anaheim Convention Center July 14th to 16th, meaning the day after the event. Monday, July 17th, 2017, just happened to be the 62nd birthday of Disneyland. So today, I have a show similar to the show I produced 2 years ago, episode number 95, exactly 100 episodes ago, Disneyland's 60th Sounds from the Park, where we highlighted the Diamond Anniversary, the things that were new for that celebration. So for the 62nd, let's check the Times Guide as we enter Disneyland Park. And there it is. Join us at the Main Street train station at 12:20 p.m. today to celebrate our 62nd year with the Disneyland Band, Dapper Dans, and many of your Disney friends. There's no better place to start than at the train station. And happy birthday, Disneyland.
And now, let's all welcome everyone's favorite melody makers, the Dapper Dans! And since this is a party, how about we bring out some more of our favorite Disney cast?
Let's take a moment now and go back to that fateful day on July 17th, 1955, when Walt Disney officially dedicated Disneyland.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land. Here are ye relive fond memories of the past, and here you consider the knowledge and promise of the future. Disneyland is dedicated to the ideals, the dreams, and the hard facts that have created America, with the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.
And now we invite every one of you to join the Dapper Dance and the world-famous Disneyland Band in singing Happy Birthday to Disneyland.
Yeah!
Maestro, if you please.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Disneyland. Happy birthday to you.
That was wonderful. Thank you for joining us and taking part in the happiest birthday on earth.
Disney characters joined the Dapper Dans and the Disneyland Band to sing Happy Birthday Disneyland. That was absolutely amazing, and I am blessed to have been able to do that three times at Disneyland. Once in 2005 for the 50th, 2015 for the 60th, and this year for the 62nd anniversary. Some of those characters, Mushu, Peter Pan, Smeed, Lilo and Stitch, an amazing assortment of Disney characters, Genie, Aladdin, Poppins, Bert, and lots from Alice in Wonderland. So, let's head to Fantasyland, because I need to get on an attraction that you can only find at Disneyland.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, all the mice had it down the head. All of a sudden, I fell.
White rabbit. Wow. See the ghost
on it. Oh, Mr. Rabbit. Wait. Please.
He went this way.
No, no, that way.
It's an important date.
All right, is it you? Goodbye.
Hey!
Hello, something. I'm not sure where I am either.
Hey, don't let me.
Oh, by the way, he went this way.
This is a faulty trap.
We're making the roses red.
Your Imperial Highness, the Queen of Hearts,
and the King.
Shall we play croquet?
Rule 42. The Queen will always win.
How about a quick ride on Peter Pan? Can you spot the differences?
Come on, everybody. Here we go.
Could take you to all of the Fantasyland attractions, but I wanted to share something new. Well, something old that's new. Fantasmic 2.0. Did you know Fantasmic debuted at Disneyland in 1992 on the Rivers of America, a full 6 years before it made an appearance at Walt Disney World's Hollywood Studios? With the construction of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, the Rivers of America, the Disneyland Railroad, and Fantasmic all needed to be taken offline for construction. That provided a window of opportunity to reimagine, or as Disney would say, plus Fantasmic. The first scheduled public show took place on the anniversary, unless you were lucky enough to have attended the D23 Expo Parks and Resorts session, where they gave away previews for July 15th and 16th. The audio you're about to hear is from July 17th, the first public showing. The storyline stays the same. The visual effects, projection screens, 3D projections, mappings, all taken to the next level. Can you spot the differences in the next generation Fantasmic?
Welcome to Fantasmic. Tonight, our friend and host, Mickey Mouse, uses his vivid imagination to create magical imagery for all to enjoy. In a moment, you can experience a beautiful fantasy or an exciting adventure. But beware, nothing is more powerful than the imagination, for it can also expand your greatest fears into an overwhelming nightmare. We now invite you to join Mickey and experience Fantasmic, a journey beyond your wildest imagination.
today.
I don't think you quite realize what you've got here. Can your friends do this? Can your friends do that?
Oh, look at that.
Can your friends pull this out their little hand?
Can our friends go poo?
And you get here. Can your friends go abracadabra?
Let it rip!
And then make the sucker disappear.
Something I want.
Oh, don't be fooled!
No, love. My compass. This is the die you will always remember as the die you almost caught. Captain.
Magic! Thank you.
what a show, Fantasmic 2.0. Now, not that long ago, in show number 186, Ed and I talked about the history of Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom fireworks, the retirement of wishes, and the introduction of Happily Ever After. While I love the new show in Florida, if you have a soft spot for wishes, you might enjoy Believe, the nightly fireworks show at Disneyland. Why? Well, just listen.
Savor the challenge and promise of the future. Disneyland is dedicated to the ideals
created America.
Fire and fire!
Remain seated, please. Permanecer sentados, por favor.
All personnel, clear the launch platform.
Back up to 80 fathoms.
80 fathoms. Magnification. Can I possibly survive?
Star Tours announces the boarding of the Endor Express. All passengers, please prepare for immediate boarding.
So much for listening to the Disney Nerds podcast. So much more to come. Make sure you subscribe, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, iTunes, leave us a review. We will see you next time. And guess what? There's still time for me to run and catch the Main Street Electrical Parade. Imagine that. Fantasmic fireworks and the Main Street Electrical Parade all on the same night. That's what Disneyland provides. Thanks so much for sharing the 62nd anniversary. Kongalution. We'll see you next time.